FM 101, AM 1490, and 92.3 FM in Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live from Cicero North Syracuse High School, it's the New York State Class D Regional. Delhi, Section 4 champs in Class D, taking on Dawsonville, the champs from Section 3. Sky, great to be back again. It's been a long, long time since we've had a local team get through and beat Tioga and get to the regional round, so this is exciting.
It is exciting, and it's a great facility to be at. I was pretty amazed when we were walking the long walk from the car over to the stadium, but what a facility this is. If anyone has a chance to come check it out at some point, I highly recommend it.
The last time I was here, I believe it was like 2019, was following Whitney Point field hockey here, but a lot of memories from 2016. Sydney boys were here. They won Section 4 Class D that year. They took on Onondaga in the regional, a game that was crazy. Sydney was down 2 touchdowns late in the game, came back and won, ended up losing the following week in the state Final Four right back here at CNS, but that was the last time I called a football game here, almost 10 years ago. So pretty crazy. Time flies, but we're excited for a big matchup here today. We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. When we come back, we'll break down this matchup a little bit more. But want to welcome everybody into our kickoff show, of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. State football playoffs coming up here, folks. Stay tuned on WCDO.
The Butler family and everyone at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney hopes your holiday is filled with joyful memories, and we hope you'll be safe as you celebrate. We at Butler Auto also thank our customers for your continued friendship and support. Butler Auto Sales proudly offers the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area, and every vehicle is on our website at butlerautosales.com.
This just in. Santa has just bought a new sleigh from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. A 2024 model with just 800 miles on it.
I saved a whole, lot of money.
And he was delighted with the $1,000 minimum trade-in on his old 2011 sleigh. With 140 million miles on it. He does a lot of traveling, you know.
So for all your transportation needs, you can count on Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Happy holidays from the Butler family and everyone at Butler Auto Sales.
At SFCU, we support and encourage each other to succeed.
SFCU employees talk about why SFCU is banking easier.
I feel like the relationship with SFCU and the members is more of like a family relationship. We really care about our members a lot.
When finding your financial institution, it is a big undertaking, very personal. And at SFCU, we strive to make that transition very smoothly and make banking easier.
SFCU is amazing at making like banking easier and more convenient. We are really improving on things that we think will be best for the members.
SFCU offers low or no fees, minimum balance, low interest rates, direct deposit, and online banking.
Join us online and find a branch near you at sfcuonline.org.
SFCU, banking easier.
SFCU is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back to the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you live from Cicero North Syracuse High School. It's the New York State Class D football regional round here, Section 3 versus Section 4. Before we get too much farther, I want to read our statement for today's game from Section 3. They've been nice enough to allow us to come up and broadcast today's game. The rights to this broadcast have been granted by Section 3 Athletics, representing over 100 high schools across central and northern New York, and more than 8,000 boys and girls who participate annually in Section 3 Athletics, sponsored by athletic competitions. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without the written consent of Section 3 Athletics is strictly prohibited. And Sky, of course, we've followed Delhi all year long. A great win over Tioga, came down to the final play in overtime, but let's focus a little bit here on the opponent today, educate all our fans back home. Dawsonville, a very, very good team. We've always heard about them battling with Tioga. And these two teams have met in the past before as well. We were doing our research on that. So two really historic New York State type of programs.
Yeah, they really are. And as you mentioned, we did a little bit of research on our way up here. And the last time these two met was actually the same exact game. They met in 1995 in the Class C quarterfinal that came down to a final score of Dodgerville 7 and Delhi 6. So, and I hear there's some controversial, you know, play calling at the end of the game, maybe going for two, something like that, that we don't have to get into just yet. But a great game that was, and I'm expecting this to be pretty much the same kind of game.
Yeah, from what we can tell, this Dodgerville team, a very strong team on the ground. One main weapon, what we can talk about, but, you know, looking at their stats this week, it's like, boy, they got a bunch of guys who can run the ball, you know, very similar to Delhi. It seems like it could be a smash-mouth type of football game that's won in the trenches here today.
Yeah, and Dodgeville is going to be led by Trevor Borst, their senior running back. This year alone, he's got 111 carries for 1,586 yards, total of 29 touchdowns. Last year, Nate, he ran the ball 253 times for 2,081 yards and 27 touchdowns. He's going to be a lot to handle. Just last week alone, 21 carries for 270 yards. Week before that, 17 for 224. So he's got things rolling right at the right time of the year for Dodgeville and their offense.
I know that Delhi spent a lot of time this week, you know, focusing on their defense, and they have been a very good team. And every time that Delhi has had a test this year, you know, going up against the high-powered Deposit Hancock offense, how are they going to stop the pass? How are they going to take away those weapons? How will they go up against Tioga and some of the other games that they had that we weren't quite sure how they would react defensively? They've always found a way, so... but probably their biggest test of the season here tonight.
Yeah, as we talked about last week, Delhi's got a great defense, and they showed that last week against Tioga. In the first half, especially last week, they helped Tioga to 0 points in the first half of that game. Quite impressive. But with that being said, the Delhi offense in the second half was held to no points as well. Against this kind of offense for Dodgeville, I don't think they can have the same kind of second half that they did last week.
Yeah, they're going to have to put together really a solid four quarters of football, and everybody that's left in this state tournament, very good. Even if you're looking ahead for whoever wins this game, the semifinal game in Vestal next week, in my opinion, it looks like the harder half of the bracket is the way that either of these two teams would have to go. Of course, all of the bracket is good at this point, but certainly I don't think there's any easy road from here on out to the Carrier Dome, and, you know, I should say the JMA Wireless Dome in a couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we mentioned that Delhi offense last week. You know, we were fortunate enough to get some of the stats, you know, last week, and it was led by Adam Cook, who had 27 carries for 104 yards and two touchdowns for them last week. And I'm expecting them to have a whole lot of him again tonight, as well as Johnson, the two-headed monster that they have in the backfield that you kind of know where the ball is going, but you got to stop it. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before tonight, though, they threw the ball more last week. Curious to see if that continues, especially with the wet conditions here that we have, winds blowing a little bit. So I'll be interested to see if they stick with the pass like they did last week.
One other thing that, you know, maybe the average fan doesn't think about, I think you and I think about it in terms of the preparation today. Of course, if you're listening back home, you know that every school in our WCDO coverage area is on a snow day today. You come up here to Syracuse, there's not a snowflake to be found on the ground here. Nothing's stuck up here. But, you know, these guys didn't go to school today. They kind of had a different type of day. Who knows what they were doing at home? How does that translate into your everyday routine of usually I go to school, I have lunch at this time, then we get on the bus, and then we go to the game? You know, how does that all plan into today?
Yeah, that was something that we talked about on the way up here, and what difference that'll make for your just regular routine, the habit that you've built. Even starting the game at 5 o'clock as opposed to a 7 o'clock or even 6 o'clock is just a little bit earlier. Does it throw you off a little bit? And, of course, this isn't exactly a right-around-the-corner trip for Delhi. Got to take a little bit of a long trip up here by bus, which is never fun to ride on anyway. So curious to see how they start off tonight after all that.
Of course, we have a lot of special sponsors, which are all very supportive of our state quarterfinal here today. We'll be announcing those special businesses that are helping us throughout today's broadcast. Just to start things off, we have DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and the Delaware National Bank at Delhi. Many more of our sponsors to come. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break here on our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. So, Delhi in the white tops tonight, the white helmets, the gray pants look a lot like they did last week. And on the other side, Dodgeville, those classic royal blues with the white pants, the white helmet, and the white lettering on there. So really sharp-looking uniform here for the Blue Devils. So, all right, we'll take a break for the national anthem, and we'll be right back here in just a minute, and we'll see how things work out with the national anthem and the coin toss, and we'll be back in just a minute here. State quarterfinal football coming up on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. You can listen to our web stream tonight on WCDOsports.com. That is brought to you by SFCU. Always glad to have them along as a sponsor. Some other special sponsors for tonight's game include Lasting Impressions Landscape of Hobart, Clark Farms Creamery, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, of course, the proud sponsor of our pregame show. So getting set for the start of this one. Again, the winner will head on to the state Final Four. Both teams are out for the coin toss here to see who will receive. And Sky, what do you think? Looking at the goalposts here, the flag's blowing a little bit. Wind is there. I don't know if it's enough to be a factor, but certainly a cold and chilly night now that the sun has gone down. But this is playoff football weather, that's for sure.
It is. When you think of playoff football weather, this is what we got here today. We had a snowstorm down in our area last night. Up here, though, you know, no snow on the ground that we can see, which is somewhat surprising, you know. But we got up here, and I saw some kids running on the track, and I couldn't even imagine running on the track in this weather for track practice. It must be cross-country still at this time of the year, but running in this condition, I could not do, that's for sure.
Yeah, when we got here, we had just gotten in the press box, and the rain really started to come down, and they were still out there practicing, and we were glad to be both inside here. But as of right now, the rain has stopped. It looks like it's going to be okay. Again, you know, no snow or anything like that to be worried about. You know, certainly I think if you were a fan of Delhi, hopefully you got up here safely. If you decided to stay home and listen to us or watch online, we're glad to bring you the game. Talking to some people that live outside of Delhi, they had, 15, 16 inches of snow at home, and we knew it was going to be a wet, sticky, sloppy, heavy snow, so it was a long day for a lot of people shoveling out, and I'm just glad everybody got here safe for the DA Bulldogs. It looks like some pretty good crowd support here for both sides. These are both two communities that love to come out and support their teams, both from Section 4 and Section 3. So, Sky, a last-second thought here. What are you thinking right before we go into this, and what's the key for Delhi. Is it stopping the run tonight?
From what I've watched on the film, Nate, I watched some of the Dolphinsville game from last week against Mount Markham, games from throughout the year. They really are going to try to ground and pound you throughout the game. It's based off what we see stat-wise. They've, as a team, thrown the ball 40 times by Tim Gomez, their sophomore quarterback. He's 20 for 38, so efficient, 371 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 1 interception. However, though, you know, they're ground and pound. They've run it for 321 times for 3,714 yards on the year. That's got to be the key right here for Delhi's defense tonight.
Delhi will kick off, and Dolphinsville will receive going left to right on your radio dial. Again, they're in the blue tops with the white helmets, the white pants, and Delhi is in the white tops, the gray pants, and the white helmets. So we'll see if the wind and any of the slippery conditions can slow down Delhi kicker Lucas Nealis. He's been fantastic all year. And special teams is a strong suit here for this Delhi team. But again, slippery, I would say kind of slick conditions here, even on the turf tonight. We'll see how it goes. So Nealis with the opening kickoff. He'll boot it deep. Dolphinsville is going to receive it about the 15 and look to bring it out. 20, 25, 30. Running to the outside. Tackled there, but not before lunging forward out to about the 33-yard line here. And that's where Dolphinsville will start things off with Tim Gomez.
The Dolphinsville offense, from what I saw last week, they'll have some wing backs sometimes. Sometimes they'll spread them out a little bit more. They like to get guys moving in motion sometimes for just a little bit of a short, quick motion from that wing position. I'm very curious to see what they come out with, because as we've seen this Delhi defense the last few weeks, they're great on their sideline-to-sideline coverage and getting to the ball carrier quickly.
That was Jacob Moore on the return there. Nice little return for the Blue Devils. A pitch here to Boris, left side. Gets around the edge, 35-40, breaks the tackle, first down and more, out to the 45, trucks the guy before running out of bounds, moved the sticks, and that looks like a pretty potent running attack right there for Dolphinsville.
Yeah, they have Boris listed at about 6'2", 210, 215 pounds-ish, so he's a big guy to tackle, moves really well as well. So he's going to be a handful, especially when he gets into that second level with the secondary, your corners and safeties. That's going to be a lot for them.
That's somebody like, you know, Rocco Schnabel on the line, who's also a tight end on the offense. He's an athletic, bigger type of guy that can maybe try to go after somebody like that, but we'll see. It looks like maybe a penalty here, Scott, that I missed on that first play.
Yep, we're going to have that one coming back. We're going to have a holding here, Nate, on the first play.
So that negates a really nice run there from Borst and takes the ball back to the Dolphinsville 24-yard line, 23-yard line. So a nice run taken away that would have moved the sticks and gotten them out to midfield. But the early penalty there against Dolphinsville.
Here's that formation I was talking about, Nate, with the two wings. There's the short motion, handoff. Where to go, either bounce outside or cuts in.
Run to the outside here for the Blue Devils. They get to the edge of 50 and into Delhi territory, down to the 30 before being tackled out of bounds here. Very nice run there for Dolphinsville. Bryce Mosier gets around the corner and turns on the jets there. And I was going to say, Borst is not the only guy in this offense who can run out of the backfield, that's for sure.
No, you mentioned Mosier. He's a senior. He had 44 carries for 540 yards and 11 touchdowns this year for them. He was third in the team in carries, or fourth, rather, excuse me, but second in yards. He's a big play threat for them.
So certainly a team with a lot of weapons, and despite that early penalty, they're now into Delhi territory, again going left to right at the 32-yard line. Man in motion is Mosier from right to left, and they're going to pitch this one right back to Borst. Left side, similar run to what he had before. Borst, 25-20, cuts inside, 15, dragged down at the 12, and they're in the Delhi red zone, and this is a great-looking first drive coming up here for Dolphinsville.
One of the things they're doing really well right now is great point of contact there from the offensive line. But more than that, their running backs are blocking great downfield, leading the way even into that second level, making it even easier for the back.
Dolphinsville coming in with a record of 10-0, and they've seen Tioga so many times in this regional game. It's got to be refreshing for them to see somebody new. Both these teams finally getting over the Tioga hump here. So we're about a minute into the game, scoreless. Dolphinsville driving on their first opportunity of the evening here. They try to go up the middle. There's a fumble on the play down at the 10, and somebody jumped on it. I think Delhi might have it.
Delhi has it. They signaled that way.
Wow, off the bottom of the pile, the Bulldogs. Looked like Rocco Schnabel was Johnny on the spot. He grabbed it there. And a tough end to that drive. Looked really promising for the Blue Devils. But again, we talked about things are wet out there tonight, and that ball popped free.
And if you're the Delhi defense right now, that's a perfect break for you. You know, Dodgeville moving the ball down the field, but we got that big break here. Get the ball back. Get the ball to start the game for them on offense. I'm expecting to see a whole lot of Cook and Johnson tonight.
Yeah, Cook and Johnson, the two-headed monster that we've seen all year here from the Bulldogs, as now Delhi starts going right to left. They'll pitch to the outside and driving forward out to the 15. Johnson, it looked like, on the carry. And, or no, was it Cook? Yeah, Cook wearing number 24 again here tonight. As talked to him during the week, he was our WCDL Athlete of the Week, and he said that old jersey of his was pretty much shredded from that game against Deposit Hancock, but maybe they got a new one in the mail this week. I don't know. He said the other day he still might be wearing 32, but Cook wearing 24. That's good to see. 10:20 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless after a fumble by Dodgeville. Delhi has it, and they'll run to the outside, trying to work their way across the 15 out to the 16 here. And this will bring up third down and about five to go coming up for the Bulldogs.
From the games we've done this year, Nate, Delhi's not that big play, explosive, long distance, a lot of yardage play. They're ground and pound. They're going to get 3, 4, 5 yards of carry. And, of course, they can break one off, but they're very consistent in what they get usually per play.
Big third down and probably six here to go, I would say. As, again, Delhi goes right to left. I would almost call this a third and long here for the Bulldogs. They're going to look to run it up the middle and just nowhere to go. That big Dodgeville line shutting down all the gaps, and I'm assuming that the Bulldogs are going to punt this away with Nealis here. So they come up empty on that first drive. They have to feel a little relieved, though. They got, you know, Dodgeville was driving really well there, and then the fumble, but now it looks like the Bulldogs will have to punt it away.
One of the things that stood out to me about this Dodgeville team, we were talking about it before the game, their line, both sides of the ball up front, very good, making it tough there for Delhi to find any room to get through. But as you said, good break for Delhi on the first possession of the game to get that fumble for a stop, and now you get a chance to move them back a little bit more.
Nealis on to punt. Snap is good. Nealis gets a decent boot on it, but kind of a end-over-end, takes a Delhi bounce, and will roll all the way down to about the Dodgeville 37-yard line. And so the Blue Devils will take back over there, and their offense comes right back out onto the field here. They have to feel good about that stop on defense. I'm sure they wish they had cashed in there on that first drive. It was looking strong.
Yeah, they don't want a three and out to start the game, but no harm, no foul. They didn't turn the ball back over. They were able to punt it down the field, make Dodgeville have to go a few more yards down the field than, you know, going for and counting up short inside the 20.
So Dodgeville comes back out in a scoreless game with 8:50 to go in this first quarter here from Cicero North Syracuse High School, the New York State Class D football quarterfinals here tonight. Borst will get it on a little sweep from right to left, cuts back to the center, and is down at about the 45-yard line after a gain of about five, maybe six on the play here for Dodgeville. I want to thank some more of our special sponsors for tonight's broadcast, including Curtis Lumber in Delhi, Sydney, and Norwich, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Houston and Benson Insurance, as well as SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union. So a second down and about three to go, maybe four here for the Blue Devils in the shotgun. And a handoff, they'll cut back to the inside for Mosier, gets around a tackle. He's got the first down at midfield near the CNS logo on that right wing side before he's tackled there. And again, we talked about it during our pregame show, Scott, but this does look like a battle to me that will be won on the inside and who can create more holes for their running backs.
Yeah, right now, early on, Dodgeville seems to have a little bit of an advantage in that respect, but early on, we still got 8 minutes left here in the first quarter. So, but Dodgeville coming out, they've done a few different formations. They've done the one that I saw most familiar with their wings going in a little quick short motion, handing off to them, and we're back into that right here. If Borst goes in motion, you'll probably see him get the ball, I would imagine.
First down and 10 here for Dodgeville. They'll hand it off up the middle, some good gaps, and another run of about 8 or 9 yards out to the 40, tackled at about the Delhi 39-yard line here. And so another strong run for the Blue Devils. Grayson Eggleston, our third ball carrier of the night here for Dodgeville, gets it done on that drive. So about a second down and three to go, I would say, here for the Blue Devils. 7:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Yeah, Delhi has the two-headed monster. Dodgeville seems to have about a five-headed monster, I would say, with all the different guys on the stat sheet that you see get it done for them. Second down, and again, about four to go. They're in Delhi territory. Sweep to the right side, and Mosier extending forward out to about the 34-yard line here. They'll pick up the first down again, and just really moving the ball, slow and methodical here. They've broken a few big plays, but Dawsonville having their way so far, running the ball. With 6:55 to go first quarter here in the state quarterfinals, Dawsonville and Delhi. Winner will move on to the New York State Class D Final Four, which will be held in Vestal down in kind of our neck of the woods in Section 4. And so the Bulldogs trying to maybe get back and play in Binghamton once again. Fumble. The snap was high. Dawsonville able to fall on it there. Good job by Gomez to find where it was. But a loss of yardage on the play brings up second down at about 15. You wonder how heavy and slippery that ball is here, even in the early parts of this first quarter with about 6:20 to go.
And if you're Delhi, that's a nice little play right there to make it second and about 5 yards more, second and 15-ish. Makes Dawsonville have to pick up just a couple extra yards that they haven't had to do so far early on.
Yeah, if you're DA, you can't allow the big run by Borst or by Mosier to the outside. Those have been killers so far, but we'll see what the defense can do. Can they answer? And Gomez here on a little QB keeper, rolling forward. Delhi read that one pretty well. Play broke down quickly. And it's going to be third down and about 13 coming up as they gain two on kind of that QB scramble to the outside.
And I kind of like that play call for Dawsonville, but even better job by Delhi. They sent Borst in a little quick short motion like that. So far this game, every time that's happened, regardless if it was Borst or Mosher, they've handed that off. This time we faked the handoff and have it go back, but the Delhi defense was right there to make that stop.
So a third down and long, about a third and 14 still here for Dawsonville. They're going to go right back to Borst. Hits the hole, driving forward, gets to about the 35, maybe the 34, tackled there. So this brings us back down to about a fourth and 10, I would say, here for the Blue Devils. And I'm assuming, being at the field position here, they're probably going to go for it. With 5 minutes to go here in this first quarter, we are scoreless still here in the state quarterfinals. Both teams kind of feeling each other out here in the early going.
I was going to say the last few plays, this Delhi defense looks more like the Delhi defense we've seen throughout the year. But this is a big fourth down right here for them. You got a huge chance to get a stop here.
Waiting for the snap. Again, they're on the Delhi 35. Little reverse to Mosher. Cuts to the inside, and he's tackled there right about the line of scrimmage. Boy, that was a good job by Delhi because he breaks one more tackle, gets to the outside. He's probably got the first down, but a turnover on downs, and the Bulldogs will have it back here at about the 34-yard line, going right to left. They're in their own territory. 4:35 to go first quarter, and we're still scoreless here. Again, want to thank our special sponsors, including DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, as well as Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. So the Bulldogs really didn't get much going on their first offensive drive of the night. Let's see what they can do here. Driving forward, good for about 8 yards, right up the gut there for Cook out to the 40 before being brought down there. And again, it looks like Delhi wants to stick with their bread and butter here tonight, Sky.
Yeah, I mean, there's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And they haven't, you know, one possession doesn't mean that it's broke. You got to stay with it. It's tough to be able to contain the physicality all game long like you're going to face against Delhi.
So it's second down at about 3 to go. They go right back to Cook, lunging forward on the right side. He's short of the first down, but it's going to be about a 3rd and 1 near midfield out to about the 43, maybe 44-yard line here. 3:55 to go first quarter, a fast-moving first quarter between two teams who like to run the ball. We didn't always get a lot of fast games this year, so it's weird to look up at the clock and see it continuing to tick down, and you wonder if that's any part of the strategy tonight. Hey, can we keep the other team's offense off the field at all?
Yeah, and knowing that you're facing a high-powered offense like Dawsonville, it's got to be in the back of the mind of Delhi, but you got to play your game and not worry about that so much.
QB sneak here for Zach Cornell, the quarterback. He's got it. Crossed the 45 to the 46, moved the sticks. We were so impressed with Cornell last week in that sectional final overtime win against Tioga. Threw the ball very well. He's just such a good game manager. Not many mistakes out of him.
Yeah, he didn't make any mistakes last week, and that was so big, especially in a game that goes to overtime. You win by one, by not turning the ball over, by keeping everyone just, you know, together and under control and stuff. That's huge for an offense. Like we said, that you're going to run so many plays each possession. The big play is not really there for them. Not saying it can't be, but you got to stay under control.
Cornell handing it off here. And a tackle in the backfield. Prisco was brought down there and wrapped up. And so right back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of one. have not seen anything from Johnson yet, and we saw him get a dip in carries last week. I know he was banged up a little bit, but surprising not to see too much from Johnson so far in the early going. It means a lot more is going to be on Cook, and maybe if they use Prisco a little bit here. Second down and about 11 to go. We have not seen Delhi attempt a pass here tonight as well after throwing it so much against Tioga in the sectional final. 2:25 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. We got a flag on the play. Dalgill defense streaking into the backfield, bringing down the ball carrier there. Ivan Richardson tackled for a loss, but we'll see what the flag is here. And Delhi offense, you know, Dalgill is just getting into the pocket pretty quick there. It's breaking down fast. Waiting for the official signal here from the White Hat with 2:17 to go, first quarter, scoreless. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. And so we'll see what the call is here. Again, Richardson wrapped up there in the backfield for a loss on the play.
The penalty was on Delhi, by the way. It was declined by Dalgeville, so they're just going to go to third down and long here.
Yeah, third and long. Again, another third and long for Delhi. Cornell's going to drop back. He's got two rushers coming in. They throw it to Cook in the flat on the left side. Escapes the tackle. He's got the first down to the 40, 35 into Dalgeville territory and chipped down at about the 28-yard line. Great play by Cornell to throw it out to Cook, and he got free on that left wing side. And a great job executing there by the Bulldogs.
That was a great play call. Cornell rolled out to his right. Cook kind of slipped back to the left a little bit. He threw all the way back across the field. They had blockers in front of him to give him a lot of room for a big game there. Great play call. I was a big fan of that play call.
Yeah, that was great. And, Dalgeville brought the house, brought the pressure. Cornell stood in there and was able to deliver that pass. 1:40 to go here, first quarter. We're scoreless in this New York State Class D football quarterfinal regional game. Here at Cicero North Syracuse High School, Cornell wants the throw, going for the end zone here, but he overthrows Nealis, who got tied up with his defender on the far side there, and so it falls incomplete, second down coming. Nealis looks like he wanted a flag there, but not even a whiff of a flag there. I thought it was pretty good coverage on the outside there by William Mahardy.
You know, what happened there is as he was making a cut on his route, he kind of ran into the defender, went down. I like the no call. I don't think there was really much there in regards to true interference.
So a second down and 10 coming up. It looked like Delhi might have been in trouble on this drive, but that long pass play to Cook has them into Dalgeville territory for the first time tonight with about a minute 25 to go here in this first quarter. Cook back under center. He's got the big tight end, Rocco Schnabel, in motion from left to right. They'll hand off. Back to the left side, and Cook, nowhere to go. Not fooled there on the DCS offense, or defensive line, I should say. They brought him down. So now another third and long coming up here for DA. And, boy, you can't survive if you keep getting these third and longs, I would think. That's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah, they went back to the pass on that first down, which I don't hate the pass play call, but it makes the second down that much more important. And if you lose a yard or don't really gain anything on that second down, third and long is a tough spot to be in. But they're definitely in four down territory, so this one here they don't have to get because you assume they're going to go for it on fourth.
Cornell going back to the air. Throws for Schnabel, but it's behind him. He was cutting to the inside, and the pass was to the outside. So fourth down at about 11 to go coming up here for Delhi. Again, they're in Dalgeville territory. Ball at about the 28-yard line here with under a minute to go first quarter, about 48 seconds left. Still scoreless between Delhi and Dalgeville. And, well, we were saying we were hoping for a tight, close game, and so far that's what we got here, Scott.
Yeah, it is, and I'm curious to see what the fourth down play call is here. We saw them throw back across the field on that big third down play earlier in the drive. He comes down the shotgun here. I got to expect a pass.
Cornell drops back, rush is coming, lofts one up over the middle, looking for his receiver, and it's just too far. I believe that's Nealis in the back of the end zone there. Yeah, it's good double coverage, though, by Dalgeville, and a turnover on downs. The Blue Devils will get it back here with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. We are still scoreless here in the state quarterfinals. I like it. You know, Nealis, a great athlete. Try to get him out in space there. But, again, great coverage on the backside by the Blue Devils. Section 3 versus Section 4 here today at Cicero North Syracuse High School. Again, the last time we did a football game here was way back when Sydney took on Onondaga in 2016, so it's been a while. And here are the Blue Devils taking back over. And this is Gomez under center, hands off the flip to Forrest, cuts it back to the inside, another big run coming for him. He's at midfield, Forrest to the 40, to the 30, shoestring tackle, no, won't work, and this is a Dodgeville touchdown. I don't see any flags, and the Blue Devils with 28 seconds left here in this first quarter put six on the board, a long run there for Forrest, and that's why he's so dangerous.
He is, and at the size that he is and the speed that he has, you can see why he puts up the numbers that he does throughout the year. I mean, he just had breakaway speed right there.
What do you think? How far? I was off on my judgments last week, yards-wise.
I'm going to say that was about 70-ish.
Yeah, I mean, he got the pitch. I mean, they started around the 30, and he took it off there. So about a 70-yard TD run here for Forrest. They're going to go for two. 28 seconds left here, first quarter. Gomez under center. Got a man in motion. That's Mosier from left to right, waiting for the snap, the pitch. They go right back to Forrest, going for the right pylon, and he's in. And it's an 8-0 lead now for Dodgeville over Delhi. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll step away. First score of the game goes to the Section 3 champ, Dodgeville, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Delhi finds themselves down 8-0 now after a back-and-forth first quarter. 28 seconds left. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Main Street studios in Sydney at WCDO. Thanks for joining us online tonight as well. WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. And here is a short kick from Dodgeville. Nealis is going to field it there. Fair catch at about the 30, so the Bulldogs will have it going right to left for the last 28 seconds here of this first quarter. How important is it for Delhi to remain calm, try to answer here on this drive?
Yeah, I mean, you've given up one score to a high-potent offense, you know, in the first quarter here. You've moved the ball. You've proven that yourself throughout the first quarter, too. No reason to panic just yet. You still got three quarters left of the game, barring we don't see another first play touchdown, of course. But it's so early on. You haven't done anything that bad or anything that's stood out and been concerning. You got to be happy with where you're at.
Cornell hands off to Prisco, and he's got some room to run. He's got the first down, tackled at about the 41-yard line with 21 seconds to go here in this first quarter. And Prisco is a guy we've seen them use in some of the games where maybe the score got up in the second half. Younger guy at running back comes in, but he's always had that nice burst of speed like that. He showed it right there.
Yeah, I really thought he almost had enough room to take that one all the way, and I would have felt like I shouldn't have said we weren't going to see another play in the first quarter here. But I don't think they're going to have enough time to get this one off, so into the first quarter here.
Yeah, clock winds down to zero. So end of the first quarter, teams will switch ends, and it's Dodgeville 8, Delhi nothing. Start of the second quarter coming up in the state quarterfinals for Class B football on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 8-0 lead here for Dodgeville over Delhi. We start the second quarter. I was told by our good friend Jeff Paskey, who's involved with Section 4 football, 72 yards on that touchdown run for Dodgeville. So a big thank you to Jeff. So We switch ends of the field. Delhi with a run there on our first play of the second quarter. Good for about 3 or 4 yards. So a second down and 6 coming up here for the Bulldogs.
So my 70-ish was, you know, right about there. That's the ish part of the 70.
I think we were both, shame on us, not expecting him to take it to the house there. So we know better now. So a great run down to the sideline, and he somehow stayed in bounds, too. 11:25 to go here, second quarter. Delhi on the move, and they try to go run up the middle again. Good second push. They get tackled at about the 50. That's Cook on the carry, and he's tackled there. So a third down and short coming up here for the Bulldogs as they try to answer as Dodgeville scored late in that first quarter. And this is shaping up, it feels like, to be one of these Delhi drives that we're so used to seeing where it's just methodical, 3, 4, 5 yards at a clip, go down and try to punch it in. We'll see if they can execute. 10:50 to go here, second quarter. 8-0 lead, Dodgeville on top of Delhi. They go right back to Cook, sheds a tackle. He's got the first down across the 45 to the 44, and Cook is shouldering the load here tonight for the Bulldogs.
I don't believe Johnson's on the field.
Yeah, we have not seen Johnson at all. Again, we heard through the rumor mill that he might be a little banged up after last week. But again, we have not seen him. We've seen Prisco run the ball, Richardson, and a very heavy dose of Cook. And again, that is what has made Delhi so successful this year, is kind of the two-headed monster. So we'll see if they can get it done here tonight on the shoulders of Cook. And I think you're going to have to get Nealis and Schnabel and some of those guys heavily involved, and Nealis as well. Nealis to the outside, wants to cut back, and across the 40 out to about the 39-yard line here. Actually, that was John Wilson there on the carry. Just going under 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And this will bring up about a second down and maybe 4 to go here for the Bulldogs. They're now going left to right. And Cornell's going to have to be smart with this ball, pick his spots through the air. I think the passing attack can definitely play a role in this one here tonight. Here is Cook under center. Wants to hand off, and they go to the left side on second and short. Cook out to the 35 before he's tripped up there. Third and short coming up here for DA. Again, stay tuned in a little bit. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up where we'll recap this first half. Some more of our special sponsors tonight include Lasting Impressions Landscape of Hobart, Clark Farms Creamery, and Mallon Crop Pharmaceuticals of Hobart.
And something misty's in the air right now, Nate, for sure. It's not dry, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you can see, if you look up at the lights here, we're in the nice toasty press box, but some more of that wet stuff coming down as the umbrellas start to pop out. And we'll see if that has an impact on the game. In the meantime, Delhi getting that first down, another short run, third and inches. They just popped it forward, and a fresh set of downs here. They are at the Dodgeville 32. 8:45 to go, second quarter. Dodgeville 8, Delhi nothing. Here on WCDO, glad to have you along for the state quarterfinals here from Cicero North Syracuse High School. To Cook, hits the pile. He's got a second effort. Wow, great run there by Cook, punching through the teeth of the defense. He's tackled at about the 22. And second down and short coming up. And, boy, Cook is just showing how resilient he is here in this first half.
Yeah, they actually he picked up just enough for the first down on that one. That was a great second effort, like you said there. He got hit and then fought through that, fell forward for the extra yards, picking up the first down there. I've always been impressed by his running.
Me too. He's not a huge guy, but he hits the pile and drives it forward across the 20 here on this first down, tackle at about the 17. And Delhi, again, just putting together one of their signature type of drives. Boy, the rain really starting to come down now. Feel bad for our good friend Ben Patton down there. He's taking the photos here for the Walton Reporter newspaper, and he texted me before the game. He says, I'll be good as long as the rain stays away.
And, you know, the forecast had none in it. So.
No. Yeah, we thought once we got to kickoff time here, it was going to look good. So hopefully this is short-lived for both teams. This little bit of rain coming down here. Second down and about 7 to go, but we got a flag here against, I believe it's coming against Delhi, yes, for the false start. And this is where Delhi's got to be careful. You can't have this long drive, get inside the 20, and then, you know, start to make these mistakes.
Yeah, that was something that happened last week to them a little bit, and I'm just pulling up here the penalties that they had last week because we actually were given the stats. Last week they had six penalties for 55 yards. And I think against a team like Dalgeville, who has the ability to put up a lot of points, but even still, you want to not push yourself back. If you're going to stop, force them to have to stop you, not do that to yourself.
Second and 12 coming up here for the Bulldogs. Cornell fakes the handoff, rolls out, little play action here, tries to go to Schnabel, and it's incomplete. He had it in his hands. Would have been a tough catch, but it falls to the turf incomplete. And that's, I've always been surprised this year they didn't use Schnabel a little more. He's kind of a big tight end, almost like a Gronkowski type of guy out there. Great blocker, too, so they're using him a lot for that, but he just couldn't haul it in there.
Yeah, and what do they have a height listed for him? Because he's a pretty tall guy, too.
Yeah, I would say Rocco on the sheet here, they have him at 6'4", 220, which I believe, I mean, he's a great basketball player, really tough kid. So I would definitely believe that. So they can't get it to go there. We got another flag here as on 3rd and 11, Cornell throwing it up for the end zone. This one is incomplete. Great coverage in the back there as they try to go to Schnabel again. And we'll see what the yellow flag is for. So again, a nice, good drive here for Delhi. But it is, another penalty here against the Bulldogs. And so this brings up 4th and long.
Yeah, they got him for an illegal shift on that one. Another penalty declined by Dalgeville. Bringing up 4th and long here, which happened last possession for Delhi as well. They were very, very similar situation just going the other way at the end of the first quarter where they had a 3rd and 11, 12-ish, and then they had the incompletion, or maybe it was a penalty again, and that was declined. And then on the 4th down, they took a shot to the end zone that was just out of reach for Nealis. Now you have another 4th and long here.
Yeah, you feel like they got to go to the air. The rain is really coming down now, and we have, looks like maybe a timeout called. Not sure which side. I think Dalgeville may have taken the timeout. Yep, timeout here. So we're going to step away with 7:10 to go in the second quarter with our score, Dalgeville 8, Delhi nothing, the state quarterfinals for Class D football on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Dalgeville takes that timeout. 4th down here, Sky. Welcome back, everybody. Do they have to go to the air?
I think you have to when it's 4th and 12 right here. I don't know if there's enough there to pick up 12 yards on the ground, so I imagine that this is going to be a pass play. Just who's the target and which way do they go about? Do they roll out like they did earlier or not?
And here we go on 4th down. Cornell steps up, throws over the middle, and it's over his intended receiver. Plenty of coverage back there for Dalgeville. They had 3 guys surrounding Ivan Richardson. Turnover on downs, and so a nice drive comes up empty there for DA.
Yeah, they went back to the air, and that's twice now on 4th down. They don't have to go to the end zone, but they have thrown all the way to the end zone. And again, multiple guys in coverage that time. At 3, maybe 4 were back there in coverage on the intended target and instead of the single coverage that there was on other guys.
Certainly looks like the Blue Devils saw that tape from Tioga last week and said, we're going to be prepared for the pass today.
Yeah, absolutely, and it was something that we didn't see very much the week before when they played against Deposit Hancock. I think it was 2 passes in that game, and they've definitely gone back to the air a little bit more this week, like last week.
So Dalgeville gets it back, and they're going to run up the middle. They got a 1st down and more, going right to left across the 35, out to the 38. Mosier with another run, moved the sticks, and again, I mean, the runs can come from anywhere with this Dalgeville team, it seems.
Yeah, and I'll pull back up the statistics for the year. You know, they have Boris, who led the way with 111 carries, Eggleston, Grayson Eggleston with 48, Landon Johnson with 46, Mosher with 44, and Herringshaw with 36. I mean, that's a lot of carries for a lot of guys.
Yeah, they certainly spread it all over as they lead 8-0 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Waiting for the snap. Boris is in motion. He gets it a sweep from left to right. He's brought down. Right about the line of scrimmage here. Good job by the Bulldogs. Thompson got in there on that tackle for DA. So it feels like Dalgeville has the momentum. Feels like they're kind of controlling things at times. But you still look up at the scoreboard, 8-0. Delhi defense needs to stop here on this drive.
And Delhi has been able to count on their defense all year. They don't give up that many points a game. I think it's around 15. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it's around 15 points a game is all that they give up. So very strong defense, and offensively they've done some good things with moving the ball. They just have getting down, you know, inside the 30-yard line where they just seem to can't get the final push there to get into the end zone.
Second and eight for Dalgill. Again, going right to left. Here's a pitch. They go right back to Borst. He's at the 40, fighting his way out to about the 43. Boy, he had to earn all those yards as Delhi putting the clamps on defense a little bit here. Third down at about maybe six or seven coming up here for the Blue Devils as they approach midfield going right to left. And so the rain looks like it's maybe let up a little bit there from what it was during that Delhi drive, but it feels like it's going to be coming and going here throughout this game. 5:15 to go here, second quarter. We will have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up at the end of this second quarter. And, of course, stay tuned after the game. We'll have our post-game awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Third down and six to go. Dalgeville nearing midfield. And we got a whistle here as the Blue Devils are going to take another timeout from the looks of things. So 4:53 to go here, second quarter. It's Dalgeville 8, Delhi nothing in the state quarterfinals for Class D football from New York State here on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back out of the timeout. A third down and six to go here for the Blue Devils. And they will pitch here to Borst, cutting back from right to left. Oh, a nice cut back to the inside. He's got the first down before he's tackled at midfield by Cook at the 49. Boy, it looked like Delhi was going to get him if he went to the outside, but that little kind of jimmy to get back to the inside got him the first down.
Yeah, he just picked it up, but it doesn't matter if you get it by 1 yard or 10 or 20, doesn't matter. He got enough there. They're going to him quite a bit, but I'm loving how they're spreading the ball here. It makes it tough for a defense. They all know, you know, he's their main guy, but we've seen a lot of the other guys and weapons that they have.
And up the midfield now, a first down to go here for the Blue Devils as they lead 8-0. Boy, if they could punch something in here before the end of the second quarter, that would have them sitting pretty near the halftime break. Borst with a little 360 move there. He got tied up and was brought down by Townsend there. Borst looked a little frustrated after that play. I think he wants that second big play of the night.
And he's used to having those big plays that we talked about before before the game started. And I'm not saying that he's not going to have a big night tonight because he's already had that long run. He's getting plenty of yards. He picked up another four there. But the thing is this Delhi defense is very tough, and they're going to make you earn every yard that you have to get.
Second down and six to go here for Dalgeville. 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. They lead 8-0. Delhi trying to go strong on defense, but they break this one. Dalgeville inside the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and a touchdown-saving tackle there by Nealis. The ball was out. Nealis comes up with it. This is going to be an interesting call. I think they're going to say he's down at about the 2-yard line. Somehow Nealis came out with that ball. Sky, what'd you see there?
I saw a great effort to get back there and make the tackle. We can't know. There's no challenge flag, of course, in high school, but
that was Eggleston on the run, by the way.
With all the cameras here, you got to figure someone's got a shot at something, right? But he came up, Nealis for Delhi came up with the ball. He hit the ball from behind when they rolled over. I don't know at what point it came loose or when he took over.
Yeah, we'll never know.
But it doesn't matter because they kept the ball with Dalgeville.
So a great run by Eggleston. Touchdown-saving tackle there by Nealis. But just under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Blue Devils trying to punch it in here. They got a first and goal to go. They're inside the five. They go to Borst. He hits the pile, driving forward. He's in. Touchdown for Dawsonville, breaking the plane, and they now lead 14-0 with 2:47 to go in the second quarter. So the big run pays off, and they'll go for two. Boy, just when it looked like Delhi was maybe going to get a chance on defense to hold him around midfield, that great run right up the middle sets up the touchdown for Borst, his second of the night.
And if you're Delhi right now, yep, it's now two possessions, 14-0, could be 16 after the two-point conversion here. But they have the ball to finish the half, and they get the ball to start the half as well. So you can get right back into this and tie the game back up.
Two-point conversion here. The pitch, Borst to the outside. Looks like he's got it. He's in. And a 16-0 lead now. Two touchdowns and two two-point conversions are good. Dawsonville 16, Delhi nothing. 2:47 to go, second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. A nice kickoff return by Ivan Richardson. Went right up the middle, broke a few tackles, and was tackled on the CNS logo here at Cicero North Syracuse. And so Delhi is still 2:35. Clock is running, but they do have some time to work with your late second quarter, Sky.
Why is the clock running on a kickoff return?
I guess they got the ball set there for this first play. It did start, so we'll see that about 10 seconds came off there. Throw to the outside for Schnabel. Gets to the 40. He's got the first down. If he stayed in, out of bounds now, and Delhi in business here at about the 40-yard line. Yeah, 2:18 now to go here second quarter. Would be huge momentum-wise if Delhi could get something out of this drive.
And the big return helps them, you know, because they don't have to go as many yards down the field to punch it in the end zone, only 50 after a nice return. And a great first play there to help them even more.
Cornell in the shotgun. Looks like they want to go to the air now. Throws to the outside. It's complete to Nealis at the 25 to the 20 before he's dragged out there. Good to move the sticks again. And Delhi showing that their offense can operate on the outside there, even in these kind of wet, slick conditions a little bit.
Yeah, and he's got a good ball again tonight, he impressed me last week. As I said, they only threw the ball, I believe, twice against Deposit Hancock, so wasn't expecting the passing we saw last week, and wasn't sure what we would see tonight with the weather or, you know, just what the game plan might be, but they are definitely not afraid to go to the air.
No, and it looks like they are going to continue to do that as Cornell is in the shotgun here on a first down. They're at the Dawsonville 20. A lot of time to work with here still. Cornell throws over the middle. This pass is complete to Richardson, but he's immediately wrapped up at about the 13-yard line here. Clock at a minute 50 left, and a second down and about two to go here. So the Bulldogs with a real chance to score if they're good with their clock management.
And they don't have to rush too much. They still have all three timeouts, so even though there's under 2 minutes left, they have the ability to stop the clock three times. No need to rush or hurry just yet with the ball being on the 12-yard line. Perfect situation for Delhi right now.
Bulldogs hustle up to the line with a 1:25 to go here, second quarter. Waiting for the snap. Cornell goes right back to Cook. Left side cuts in. Tackled at the 5. Slides over to about the 4 or the 3. And we got a first down and goal to go for the Bulldogs here with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. I'm impressed with how fast they've moved down the field here after the Dawsonville defense has been real stingy so far tonight.
And they're doing a great job right now with their clock management, and I think this is Dawsonville called a timeout to stop the clock because Delhi has no problem with it draining down as much as possible.
Yeah, 1:05 to go, second quarter. Dawsonville takes a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Dodgeville 16, Delhi nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 105 to go here, second quarter. Dodgeville 16, Delhi nothing. And so Delhi, out of this Dodgeville timeout, coming up, ball at the four-yard line here.
And for our listeners, we talked about how many cameras are at this game. We were actually just shown a replay of the fumble on the last long run for Dodgeville, and the knee was down.
Jeff is taking good care of us up here. I love it. They're going to hand off to Cook to the inside. He's wrapped up. Good job by the interior defense there for Dodgeville. And that clock continuing to run here. Now this is where clock management's going to come into it.
Yep. I don't think if you're Delhi, you have to panic yet. You still got all three timeouts. Ball's on the four, three-and-a-half-ish yard line. It's right where you want to be.
So a second down and goal to go. Here's the snap. Cornell wants the throw to the outside. Tipped away, or was it a catch? No, incomplete. Couldn't quite tell. They were looking for Nealis on the outside. Stops the clock. 38 seconds left. Second quarter, and now third down coming up here. So Delhi tries to go through the air there.
Yeah, I don't ever want to question Coach Newman, especially after the two-point conversion last week, but I don't know if I would have thrown it there. There's the risk there. That one was actually close to getting picked off from my angle here. I like to keep it on the ground, see if you can punch it in. They have had success throwing it, of course, but I don't know if that would have been my call.
There's the snap. They want to throw again. They go to the outside. This is right on the goal line. It's caught. I think he was down right at the line. Clock is still moving here, Sky, at 28 seconds left. They completed that pass there to Townsend. Now the clock stops. Delhi's going to take a timeout with 25.8 left. But this is going to be fourth down here. We'll keep it right here. Fourth down, 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Dodgeville leading 16-0. What a huge play coming up here for the Bulldogs.
He must have been just short of that line, which is where they spotted him. He's got the angle right down the line there. If you're the Delhi receiver in that situation, you can't be short when you're running that route. And that's got to be something I'm sure that they've practiced and gone over. But when you're running a route on a pass play like that and you're right on the end zone, you can't be running your route short of the line because you're likely going to get tackled right then and there. It's something that we go over quite often. When you're running that, you got to be right on the line because you don't have to have the ball cross the line.
Right.
It just only has to touch it. So as long as you catch it and you're right there, it's a touchdown. So unfortunately, a little short there, but here comes a huge fourth down for Delhi.
That was a heck of a tackle by Bryce Mosier as well, right on the line. He really just great positioning and made sure he didn't get across that line. Huge fourth down here for Delhi. I don't want to call it the play of the game in the second quarter, but it certainly could be. Here's Cornell. Wants to go, and they hand it off. I don't know. It's going to be close. They handed it off, and I don't think Delhi got in. No. The Bulldogs come up inches short there. They hand off to the right side. They do not get in with 21.3 seconds left. Dodgeville protects the 16-0 lead, and that is a tough pill to swallow for DA.
Yeah, and you know, not to question again the play call, but we had a great success with the quarterback sneak earlier. When you're that short to the end zone, I'm surprised that they went back to hand the ball off there as opposed to just quarterback kind of just go plow forward, get that extra just little bit that they needed.
Wow, so a tough break there for the Bulldogs with 21.3 seconds left. And Dodgeville with the 16-0 lead. Now, this is kind of a tough spot for Dodgeville to be backed up in their own end zone, too, here. They're going to have to be careful. And now we got a flag coming out.
And it looks like it's going to be against Dodgeville. There's not a whole lot more room that they can go back.
Yeah, it's going to be inches that they'll move this back here. But if you're Delhi and you're opportunistic here, you know, maybe you can make something happen. 21 seconds left, 16-0, they trail. That could have changed the whole complexion of this game if they score there. I'd be interested to see if they were going to go for two as well, because normally they like to kick the extra point. We've seen them do that all season.
They would have had to, being at 16, I think, because one keeps it at a two-possession game.
So Dalgill now pretty much lining up right on their own goal line here. They're going to have to be very careful. They're going to drive it forward to get a little extra real estate, and they do. They get out to about the five-yard line. I think that's all they're going to need. As the clock is going to tick down for the end of the second quarter here, what a stop by that Blue Devils defense. And that's going to do it for the first half. Dalgeville 16, Delhi nothing. As the Bulldogs come up empty, they had three real good cracks at it there right on the goal line to end the first half, and they couldn't get it in. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up again here from the New York State Class D football quarterfinals. Live from Cicero North Syracuse High School, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. 16-0 at the break here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts